On this FFA Today Advisor Spotlight, we talk with Michael Suter, the advisor for the Alcona, Michigan chapter, and they have a very unique project that started about 10, 12 years ago regarding maple syrup. First off, Michael, welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about this project that you have at your chapter.
Well, back in 03, 04, some of our members decided that they wanted to do maple syrup, and they got this old little pan, and they started making syrup in the ag shop. Well, they decided that they wanted to go big or go home, and so they started looking for grants and looking for money, and before we knew it, we had a full sugar shack, and we started operating. In 2007 was our first operational year with our current sugar shack. We attached it to an old log cabin that the school had, and we started making syrup.
I'm sure that takes a lot of work throughout the school year to keep that operation moving. Tell us, how big is your school and how big is your FFA chapter as well?
We're actually a pretty small school. Our graduating senior class is around 70 kids. Currently in our FFA chapter, we have just over 50 students. I graduated from here in 2010, and at that time, we actually had 78 students in our chapter. So that does vary per year. But as for the maple syrup operation, we usually incorporate all of our members in that. Some of them take a bigger role. We have right now 8 students that have maple syrup tapping at their house. They tap trees at their individual houses. And then at any given time when we're running the actual sugar shack and going out to collect, we have 15 to 20 kids with us. And we have anywhere from 5 to 10 adults that are usually here and usually willing to help with everything. So,
well, now, for those that don't know, what about the process that it takes to make maple syrup? Can you kind of give us the quick, brief explanation on how maple syrup is made?
Well, I'll shave it down a little bit. But so what happens is we have to go out, pick the trees that we want to tap. Normally, depending on the diameter of the tree, we can put anywhere from 1 to 4 taps in the tree. We don't put more than 4 because we don't want to harm the tree. Then the sap, pretty much as gravity does, comes out into the tube lines. It'll go into the barrels. And then once we have collected the sap, we come back to the school. We then pump that into a 1,000-gallon tank out behind the building. Once it's in the storage tank, we then pull it into our evaporator, and we have to heat the sap until we evaporate off enough water to bring the sugar concentration down, 66% sugar. We pull it off into a finishing pan where we will then add a filter, takes out any impurities, and then that is then taken, the finished product is taken into our bottling room where we end up bottling it, labeling it, and then marketing it for sale.
And that's really the end goal with this process, right? You get this product that you can in turn sell to help support your chapter.
Well, here in Alcona, our chapter is all self-sufficient. The school supports us, and they support the Advanced Agri-Science Program, which supports some of our FFA activities and SAE projects, but it doesn't directly impact the chapter. So all the money that's made from the maple syrup all goes back into the chapter, and we use that money for our convention trips. We try and replace $1,000 to $2,000 worth of equipment every year just to keep up with stuff and to have newer equipment. When we started this, a lot of the equipment we actually purchased from a sugar bush that was, he had just upgraded all of his stuff. And so we purchased the syrup pan and everything else from him. And then our alumni raised around $6,000 to help the chapter out, and we kicked in about $1,000. And as we add more equipment on and more taps, we have to add. And so that money all comes back in, and we use that for our kids.
Well, I'm sure having this type of operation with your chapter is definitely a learning experience for all your students and chapter members.
Well, actually, I had the ability to be the maple syrup coordinator when I was here. So when I graduated in 2010, it was my third year being a maple syrup coordinator. And I'm actually mentoring the student that's doing it right now. And it really shows you how to run a business. I mean, we're not in it for the money, per se, because we want the kids to learn the process and see it all. But the kids that are really involved and are helping with the bookkeeping and keeping track of how much syrup we made and learning how to bottle and everything, it's giving them actual life skills where when they leave here and they end up in a facility where they're not sitting at a computer all day and they need to know stuff, they actually know a lot of that stuff. And even if they're not and they are at a computer all day, which I happen to be the IT director here at Alcona Schools also. So most of my day is actually sitting at a computer, but you learn really how to bookkeep for a business and you learn how to keep track of stuff. And I'm not saying a lot of the classes nowadays don't teach that, but you don't really get that experience. You don't get hands-on experience in a lot of the classes, which this gives those kids that experience. It gives them that they can go and they can touch it and they can do it themselves and they learn how to do something. So it gives them something to look forward to. I know a lot of our students, they look forward to maple syrup season. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of cold days, but they look forward to it because they know that it's a good outcome and they learn a lot from it. So.
Well, what a great way to help teach them new things at your chapter. Michael, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That's Michael Suter, the advisor at the Alcona, Michigan FFA chapter, and our guest on FFA Today.